you just don't know what GWS you're going to get. And we've got a really, really bad version of GWS this season.
Well, I think you do know what you're going to get, in a sense, because the lack of intensity, the lack of proactive ball movement, these sorts of things have been the case for most of this year. And I said this to you and you disagree with me about 6 weeks ago and I said it was most of last year. It was most of last year. I just can't believe that it's continued. And even last night when they got behind, when they had to start to move the ball quickly, they didn't know what to do. They lost their structure. They're completely lost. This is the team that played in the grand final last year. I mean, we talk about Adelaide, and Adelaide's dramatic because of what had happened, and, you know, they played in the grand final, and they completely fell off the cliff. The Giants aren't necessarily falling off the cliff, but they've got a hell of a lot more good players than Adelaide, and they're playing like that. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think half also we should make sure we spend some time on Sydney and their change as a football club. They've still got a lot of injuries, obviously. You know, two of their very best players are not playing, Franklin and Josh Kennedy at the moment.
And but Heaney.
And Isaac Heaney.
And Heaney, of course. But the amount of young players now they have blooded and what they've got moving into the future and how that's going to change the look. When you think of Sydney, you think of this dour, contested football stoppage type of team. That's how we've always thought of City, but now they've got some real speed in that team and real excitement.
They do. My word, they do. Little Robottom's my man. He's going beautifully. He's a ripper. I like the way he takes the game on. He's a go-forward player, is James Robottom, and I think that is a very important thing. Too many players these days, and certainly from the Giants' perspective, are not go-forward players. They are go-sideways, go-backwards players.
I agree with you, Rammer, because I think there was a criticism of John Longmire that he only coached a certain way and that it was a really dour way. And if you're a Sydney supporter, you never really enjoyed watching your football team play because of the way they play. But he has proven that he can change. And what he's also proven, Half, and we've spoken about this a lot, is that you can change your style within a season. Because what he's doing now is clearly different to what he was doing even just 6-7 weeks ago. He's been able to coach them, educate them to play differently within a season when we're often told that's impossible.
But that's recognising the personnel, I think, Whitey. Once those injuries hit, he recognised he had to play a different way because of what type of player he had coming into the team. He's been able to adapt. You still see when they cut to the coach's box at times when they do make a mistake with their ball movement, you see John looking over to his assistant coaches and going, that. "What are you doing?" and getting angry. But I think he's adapting to that now a lot better. And just the future looks pretty good for the Swans. They're probably maybe a key forward short. Obviously, Franklin's still there for a couple of more years, but they might be just a key forward short.
They might need Franklin the way they're going. Now, everyone needs Buddy Franklin. It's a stupid thing to say. Considering he doesn't play anymore, effectively, he hasn't played for a long time, the Budster.
Yeah.
He's falling into the Joe Danaher territory in Sydney at the moment. They might be better off playing him without him, or get to the situation that Clarko had with him the year before he left, I think it was, Ramon, where he became just part of the machine in that forward half for them, as opposed to being one of the real focal points.
I just feel when Franklin does come back, if they continue on with this style of play, it's going to suit Franklin a lot more because the ball will move quicker.
Yeah, that's true.
And it just makes a lot of sense to... Like, Franklin, I can guarantee you when he comes back, he'll be still quick, he'll be still agile, he'll be still all those things that we know and love about Franklin, but he'll have the ball coming inside the forward 50 a lot more with a one-on-one situation.
That is true. They seem, the Giants to me, to be paralysed with expectation.
Yeah.
Paralysed.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
With expectation. They have got a list, I was going through it before actually, what have I done with that, of players that you would want to have to mould into a game style that is quite expansive, but they've fallen for the old chestnut of playing the systems that seemingly the middle and the average teams play, where it's that safe stoppage, down the line numbers, forward territory sort of game when they've got a team that seemingly, when you look at them individually, you would love to see play a game that is expanded on the ground and making the ground really big and using all of it to stretch defences and take away the congestion possibility from an opposition perspective to stop their flow and stop their energy and mojo, so to speak. I just think what's happened last year and the expectation that comes with that, they look paralysed to me, that they're so scared of not being able to get back to that point they can't physically play. I don't know, it's just an observation I had last night watching the game again.
It feels like, Whitey, that they only want the ball in particular players' hands. It's got to go to Whitfield, or it's got to go to Zach Williams, or it's got to go to Josh Kelly to move the ball fast. And these other guys then are just left almost to be foot soldiers. But the reality is that they're good enough. They're more than capable, obviously, these players. A lot of them are very, very high draft picks. But I think, yeah, that being burdened by expectation half is a really good way to put it. I still disagree with you, Whitey, a little bit. I think last year they were a very good team. They won some good football. They played some good football. They had a really awful day in a grand final, which we know about. But that prelim final against Collingwood when it was wet, where we all thought they were going to lose, no Canelio, no Toby Green. The Giants are a completely different team without Toby Green, because he's just simple X factor.
True.
There's no other way to describe Toby Green as a footballer. He's X factor. He's a matchup nightmare. He's aggressive. He hits the scoreboard. He makes things happen when others can't. When they play without him, they just look like a team. They just look like a run of the mill team.
Yeah, but when he plays, even this year, he's saved them at times. He hasn't made them play well. He's just simply saved them.
Because he's that good. He's that good and important.
Yeah, but I made this comment, Rammer, about the Giants a while back. Last year, their home and away record was 13 wins, 9 losses. They weren't a dominant team. Now, they won 3 finals where they played extremely well against the Bulldogs. They fell over the line against Brisbane, and they had a really good quarter against Collingwood. So it's not like they were a dominant force. Now, we think they as goes to Daniel's point, we think they should be a dominant force based on their list. And it's a high-end list, and then they continue to trade off a star player and get multiple first-round picks coming in. And, you know, we know of Ash and Green coming through this year, Caldwell the year before. You know, there's plenty of talent. But there is something lacking. And it's as if Leon Cameron thinks that if they play fast, he can't trust them to defend. So it's better to play slow so they do defend, because defensive football teams win premierships. That's what it feels like from the outside, that he doesn't trust them to go fast, because it's the only explanation I can come up with. Like, last night was a bit different. Like, they didn't move the ball quickly, but at least they got the inside 50s up. But amazingly, yeah, they had 52 inside 50s for 3 goals, which were all from free kicks. Dodgy free kicks.
Ten scoring shots.
So there's a lot wrong. And I'll tell you now, and it goes to my point, and I don't mean to put you in a compromising position here, Rammer, but if I am Jeremy Cameron, or if I am Ben Brown, I'm knocking on the door of my coaches in the next little period of time and saying, if you're going to play like that, that's fine. I understand, but I'm out. I'm going to go to play at a football club that moves the ball quickly and gives myself a chance, because this is thoroughly unenjoyable. And that's certainly the case with Jeremy Cameron, who is out of contract going into next year, and, you know, obviously the Ben Brown situation. That's what I'm going to say.
If you obviously watch a lot of football, Whitey.
Yes.
Which team
Maybe
would you like
much.
To see the Giants
Sounds
play
like?
Like? Yes. Which team would you like to see the Giants play like?
Port Adelaide or Richmond?
Of?
Port Adelaide or Richmond?
Throwing
Maybe not Richmond.
No, they're a
Try
different
Port
team
Adelaide.
Richmond. They're different to Richmond. I think they're a more expensive team than Richmond.
Yeah. I would love to see them really
change the model of football as it's played at the moment. If there's one team No, if there's one, but if there's one of the teams capable of doing it, I think it's the Giants who's capable of breaking open this style of play that seemingly everyone's tacked on to with Rama, that not only is unattractive, but doesn't suit so many players who have always been talented players who can play the game, who are forced into the system that seemingly does not make any sense to them at all as individual players.
Well, everybody knows now what to do when you're playing the Giants. Because of their ball movement, you have the ability then to drop numbers back behind the football, and then you clog up GWS's forward line and they're choked. That's why when they look up, because they've gone sideways, backwards, inside, outside 10 different times with the ball before they pass centre, a Whitfield or a Cornelio or a Kelly or a Caldwell look up, and they see 15 Guernseys of the other team just sitting and waiting for them inside their forward 50. So take the risk. Jeremy Cameron's kicked 70 goals in a season a couple of times. Obviously, you've got Toby Green. Their forward line's still very... Finlayson's kicked 30-odd last year. Himmelberg's kicked 30-odd last year. You saw Himmelberg in the last quarter. You've read his lips. Just kick the ball. He said it to players up the field. Just kick the ball.
I got in trouble last night at home because so many times I'm just saying to the television, go, go, go. Yeah. They get the ball on half back and Haynes is really like this. They just stop and they don't go. And, the thing why I get so emotional about it is that there are very few teams in the competition that can entertain you as a neutral supporter. That you can turn on the television and go, Joe, I'm really looking forward to the footy tonight because of the way a team plays. Now, the Giants have the capacity to be that team.
Yeah.
But it's like an actor putting them in a shocking movie. And you just go, you're wasting your talent here. It makes you more frustrated. And at least tonight, you turn on the television and you know that Port Adelaide is going to try and entertain. And that's why I get frustrated with Geelong, because they're the same. Sometimes they play and you go, this is such a letdown.
I think next week, GWS next game, whoever they play against, I haven't had a look yet.
West Coast.
Okay.
We might do the week after.
What I would love to see him do, and this is just me, when they take a mark, play on. Just
I'd love
play
to know
on.
The play on percentage, actually.
Yeah. Because what that will do is that will make your forward up the ground move.
Yep.
It creates the uncertainty for a defender. If you mark and go back, if you turn into a kick mark team, you're easy to defend. The best player in the competition that marks the ball and plays on is Dustin Martin. That then creates movement ahead of the ball and it creates space. So you can kick the ball anywhere. I'd love to just see GWS get the ball and play on more often. That's all. Just one simple change. You don't need to change your whole game plan around. One simple change. Guys, this week, we're aiming for, let's call it 20 marks a quarter. I want to play on, if we can, from 15 of those marks. 15 of those marks, if they're through the middle of the ground and across halfback. Let's play on and let's try to move the ball.
See, the last one on this, because there's plenty of other really interesting stories that are floating around outside footy, and we can get back to it with Boomer later on. But a good text here. Who has the best list? The Giants or St Kilda?
Probably the Giants.
The Giants, yeah.
Who's got the better coach?
Well, who knows? Raptors only just started. They play a different brand. Not necessarily a better coach, they just play a different brand.
The Giants have got more talent on their list than any other team in the competition.
No, there's no doubt about that. There's a lot of coaches that would like to coach them.
Of course.
I don't know. That's enough. I'm a bit over it. Very emotional.
Trying to just have some time out. Just straight to your room for a little while. Just a 10-minute time out. Just